We'll be glad to join by the gentle giant, Alex Draper, joining us here on the broadcast, Director of Business Operations for the Warriors. And Alex, it's not a hard thing to sell this game to the fans tonight. They've gotten their money's worth, maybe then some. This has been a heck of a hockey game so far.
Yeah, it's been great fun, and I've actually got to enjoy some of it tonight, so it's been a lot of fun. The crazy bounces, a couple of missed opportunities by the Warriors that hopefully doesn't come back and bite them at the end of the game.
Shorthanded Warriors team playing a pretty hard game tonight, but let's talk about some things that are going on around here at Royal LePage Place. Obviously, December's a busy month for West Kelowna. It always seems that there's about three or four home games throughout the course of the month of December, and this month is no different with some big dates coming up, and it all starts next Friday, a big night that we know is near and dear to our friend Don Richmond's heart, and this Christmas hamper drive coming up next Saturday against the Trail Smoke Eaters.
Yeah, it should be a good night, as always. Pastor Don is so well-loved in this community, and this is hamper night, as you said. Bring some cash. We don't want food if possible. It is a cash thing. So Pastor Don and the team and I, we go Monday to Save on Foods, I believe it is. Get all the money that we use, as many hampers as we can buy, and distribute it throughout West Kelowna. It's a real nice feel-good night, because Pastor Don, every year, he's just blown away by how much money he receives from the great support we have here in West Kelowna.
I know last year did pretty well over the course of that event, and obviously for the Warriors as well, just trying to get some word out about it, obviously just trying to try and get some momentum on it, because it's a big event. Obviously, you mentioned of how well it feeds the city of West Kelowna, and maybe just go into a little bit more depth of where that money goes afterwards. You mentioned, you know, picking up groceries, but maybe where those groceries go after the night concludes on Saturday.
Yeah, we just go and get a hamper, basically a Christmas meal, Trevor. Turkey, fixings, all that kind of stuff, right? And then it goes to one of the West Kelowna schools, where families are a little bit less fortunate than some of us. And it's just, like I say, it's a feel-good night. Pastor Don's so well-connected in this community. He knows exactly where those hampers should go. And the more money we get in, the more hampers we can make, and the more families we could spoil at Christmas. And it's, you know, it's sad even saying spoiling. Just letting a family have a Christmas dinner, a turkey dinner, is crazy. We take it for granted, but so many don't have that luxury.
Yeah, kind of just what we kind of seem as normal.
Exactly.
For every Christmas. And obviously, as you mentioned, some families a little bit less fortunate than that, so always good to give back to the community. The Warriors always have tons of events going on to give back, and that also comes to our next point. December the 15th, a big night here.
Huge.
At Royal LePage Place.
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, our teddy bear toss is a big draw, period, but it's really cool. The Warrior organization is so excited. For the first time ever, Shaw Cable is going to be here and do the game live. So if you want to be on TV, get your tickets early. Just because the teddy bear toss alone, we're playing the Penticton V's. It's a Friday night. All the planets have aligned for this one, and it's going to be packed. And get yourself on TV. And like I say, the Warrior organization is so excited that our game's actually being broadcast live. We're going to do a couple with Shaw Cable, seeing how it works, and then next year even more. So, yeah, it's going to be a real exciting night. And, you know, it's always fun when the V's are in town. You know that, Trev.
Yeah, always a good time when Penticton comes in. Always a very good atmosphere. Teddy bear toss added into that kind of makes for even more of an atmosphere. And then, of course, when it comes to trying to get on TV, everybody likes being on TV.
Everybody loves it.
So for Shaw TV to come in here, how big of a thing was that for you during the offseason? I know yourself and Warriors president and owner Kim Dobranski tried very hard in getting Shaw on board for this, and just trying to get the Warriors some more exposure throughout the Okanagan Valley.
Yeah, it's always been a bit of a arduous journey trying to get on Shaw Cable. They had as you probably know, Trev, they had a sponsorship with WHL the past couple seasons, so they didn't want conflicting leagues on. So when we were actually in the summer approached by a friend of mine, Tammy Williams, who works at Shaw Cable, and, you know, we kind of threw the idea around, and it really gained some momentum in September. And next thing you know, we're meeting with the execs at Shaw Cable. We've had a couple tours here of the building and where the cameras are going to go. We've actually got our volunteers are going to be using the cameras, so that ought to be interesting, as Rob Pailunga and Kevin McKenzie on the cameras could be good fun. But, yeah, it just shows that the progression that the Warriors are making and the BCHL is making, because the entire BCHL started getting games on Shaw Cable. So, yeah, we just can't be more excited about this opportunity.
Yeah, we've seen, obviously, some games in the island have come on Shaw TV, and it seems to get some pretty good feedback. So, obviously, the month of December, a big one for a bunch of reasons. Obviously, it's the holidays. Everybody's kind of geared towards some family stuff. But with the Warriors playing four games, there's not really anything better. Come out to some Warriors games in December and have some fun with the guys over the holidays.
Absolutely. We bought in a Christmas present for the first time we've done. And it's going to be five games for $59.99. It's a punch card, five games of your choice. And it's just something great for the stocking. You know, mom and dad, you just write on the card, you say to mom and dad, love Johnny. And it's just a great deal. It saves about 25% off our regular prices. And of course, the great thing about it is you can pick any dates that you want. They don't. There's not a specific date. So come when you want. Come with five people, whatever it takes. And it just should be a fun Friday night.
Well, appreciate you coming on the broadcast. Update us on the happenings here in December, Alex. And a big month of December coming up for the Warriors. But it should be a fun one as always.
Thanks, Trev. Always a pleasure, bud.
Alex Draper, the Director of Business Operations here for the Warriors. We'll take a break. We'll come back with our out-of-town scoreboard. This is Warriors Hockey and the Warriors Internet Network and HockeyTV.com.